Good evening. This is Mike Oren, and this is Mobu number 6 for August 18th, 2009. I'm going to change gears a little bit from my usual photography and get into automobiles. Recently, I've had to take in one of my cars for some service, and this is something I've thought about before. I've known about for years. And I never executed on it. And that is, I purchased a computer reading device. In other words, something that plugs into the computer of the car. And it reads the information from the car, codes, diagnostic information, things like that. And in this case, it feeds that information into my computer via a USB port. And the more I think about it, the reason I haven't done this earlier is because of cost. Even though these things have been around for years, in fact, the current version of what they call onboard diagnostics is called OBD2, that's onboard diagnostics 2, has been around, as it turns out, since 1996. That's 13 years. So, but just think about what technology cost in 1996. Think about what a digital camera would have cost in 1996 compared to 1999. So that's really, the more I think about it, the reason I never purchased one of these things is because every time I saw one, I ran in the other direction because they were over $1,000. Well, if you type in the term OBD2, in Amazon or even on Google, you can find one, as I did, for $50. That's including an extension cable. And assuming you have a computer, that'll be the end of your investment. If you have a PC or a Mac, the software is free for resetting the codes as well as reading the diagnostic information. So I ran into a situation recently where I really questioned something that the dealer was telling me about what was wrong with my car. And in this case, it was an issue with ignition. And my original suspicion was it had to do with the timing belt situation. I had a timing belt replaced on the car. And the car was not misfiring, was working perfectly fine before the service for the timing belt. But when I got it back, it was misfiring, and the misfires occurred, based on temperature. So I suspected, it turned out to be wrong, but I did suspect the timing belt repair was influenced that. It turned out to be a spark plug wire. However, the dealer did kindly replace the spark plug wire because that problem wasn't there, and they knew that because the car, they checked the condition, the running condition of the car before they tested it. And I didn't have any issues with spark plug wires on that car before. Now, 100,000 miles, okay, spark plug wires. Certainly, I'm not going to pay them $500 to replace them. I'll do that myself. But anyway, even if you don't want to do any service on your own, I highly recommend taking a look at an OBD2 reader. If you have a car, almost any make made after the year 1996, which the vast majority of cars running on the road today were made after 1996. So that's a lot of cars out there for which this is a possible possibility and a solution that you can use and just take control. Because you can always look up the codes online, even if you don't understand what they mean. You can always check them. Because it's very rare that the dealer is just going to take you around to the computer that they're using and say, hey, check it out. So check that out, and hopefully it'll save you some money as it did me. It's not so obvious in my case, but it also saved me some time as far as, and angst. I had some reality with my situation. I had some control over what was happening versus usually when you take your car for service, it's you're at the mercy of their decision. So, again, Mike Oren, www.mikeoren.com, and follow me on Twitter at Mike Oren. That's it for Mobu number 6. We'll see you next time.